Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And let me adjust volume here. Russia is going to send their army is half a million troops to Ukraine, another half a million troops to Syria in the next 6 to 8 months. Russia has a military force of, I don't remember how many million. I'm trying to remember. I have many figures in my head. But anyhow, Russia, with France moving tanks and personnel into Ukraine to fight directly against Russian forces, Russia is preparing to send even more troops to Ukraine. This isn't going to be good for the NATO nations. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You can't sow, you can't continue to, like it says in the book of, I think it's Proverbs, if you grab someone by the nose, they're going to bleed. And you can't continue to provoke Russia. Something's going to happen. Israel, according to most of the Western press, bombed and killed some of these Islamic terrorists in Syria, Damascus. They say that they bombed an embassy. Well, the reality is they didn't bomb the embassy. They bombed the building next door to the embassy that had the terrorists in the building. Now Russia is saying that if it's okay for Israel, simply, if Israel can bomb a foreign embassy, then Russia can also bomb embassies. Things are America pushing, provoking, prodding relentlessly. You taunt a nation like Russia, there are going to be consequences. Now, Israel, just here in the last day, they have agreed that in their parliament, that because of the news agencies in the nation of Israel, Israeli parliament approved a law allowing closure of hostile media in the country. Simply, what is the hostile media? Could it be the Hamas news agencies that work with Hamas to spread more propaganda, like CNN, MSNBC, these type of news agencies, also out of England? The law stipulates that Israel's communication minister, with the approval of the prime minister, can order a foreign channel to stop broadcasting from Israel and on Israeli territory if it actually harms the security of the state. I believe that presently there are a lot of protests taking place in Israel against Benjamin Netanyahu. They want the hostages returned, naturally, but they want Benjamin Netanyahu removed, which, yes, when people are emotionally charged, they don't use their brain. And I include Jewish people. But many of the families of the hostages. This is what you're not hearing. Many of the families of the hostages that are still in captivity being held by the terrorists are 100% behind Benjamin Netanyahu and the IDF, and they feel that this campaign against the terrorists must continue. If the campaign ceases, then Hamas wins the war, and the coming war will be bigger, will be more intense. It will be more the terrorists will come back stronger. Israel is going to win this battle. They don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. I hate to use the example of people fighting cancer. You have to fight it. You can't, you have to do everything possible. Nutrition, you know, natural remedies. I would stay away from chemicals and knives and radiation if possible. But nutrition, there are different ways to take care of cancer. But with this situation with the terrorists, they won't stop. So the parliament has approved a second and third final reading, a law that allows to close hostile media in Israel. According to the radio, 71 deputies voted in favor of the law. 10 deputies voted against the law. The law stipulates that Israel's communication minister, with the approval of the prime minister, can order a foreign channel to stop broadcasting from Israel and on Israeli territory if it actually harms the security of the state, the radio station said. In addition, the communications minister can issue an order to close the offices of such a media outlet, as well as order the blocking of its website if the server is located on Israeli territory. Israel is in war. America is in a war. We are in a war against media within this country. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Right. riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And pack we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
We are the riders on the storm. You have just in the matter of a year, the changes that have taken place internationally, not just the escalation of the conflict in Ukraine, but now in Israel. In this country, two ships, or two rivers, a barge runs into the bridge in Baltimore. Then you have in Arkansas another tanker or another ship almost take out another bridge. Accident. You know, an accident. I have a... My dad was... Somebody had an injury to their arm, and my dad asked the individual, what did you do? And he said, I had an accident. I put my arm in a spinning belt working on the car. And my dad said, well, that wasn't an accident. That was carelessness. An accident is when you're walking down the street, a meteor falls out of the sky, hits you on the head. That's an accident. A bridge, a ship just going through a channel, hitting a bridge is not an accident. That is a planned, that's a planned attack. Same with what happened in Arkansas. So what's happening with the new bird flu, chicken eggs with virus. These aren't accidents. I don't believe. And I think that many people, even those who like to point at talk show hosts and call these individuals, you know, perpetrators or purveyors conspiracy theories are beginning to see too many events occur that just boggle the mind, that can't be accident. Some unseen hand is involved. Now, Tehran has vowed to avenge these generals that were murdered, to retaliate against Israel and the United States in response to the airstrike in Syria that killed this senior commanders. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard confirmed that 7 officers, including Brigadier Generals Mohammad Reza Zahidi and Mohammad Hadi Haji Rahmi were killed in the airstrike in the Iranian consulate building, not in the consulate next door. So they blamed Israel for the attack, of course, because Israel has admitted to it. And the Islamic Republic of Iran is reserving its rights to take countermeasures, and it's going to decide on the type of reaction and punishment of the aggressor. Israel's war is going to expand. The war, as I've been stating since October of last year, it began in the Gaza Strip, but is going to, like a forest fire, you have the initial point of the initial fire, and it spreads. It's going to go north. Now you have Lebanon, Syria, and Iran. They're calling themselves the Iron Triangle? No, it's called the Triad. And they together are going to work together in a new campaign against what they call Israeli aggression. So they have just in the last 48 hours agreed to work together and to take out the terrorist threat, Israel. No, Israel isn't the terrorist threat. Israel isn't sending terrorists all over the world, killing, bombing, stabbing, shooting, raping. That's not Israel. But now, the war must escalate. And at the same time, as I've been stating, that the whole world is basically will basically turn on Israel, will become anti-Israel, anti-Jewish. And this is exactly what the prophecy in Psalm 83, to begin with, is a condensed version of what's happening. And in that chapter, Psalm 83, it's the war in Gaza and the war that's going to take place in Lebanon, Syria, and present-day Jordan. The war is escalating. It has to escalate. Israel is, like I started to say on Monday, Israel is like a wolverine. Not big, but it has a purpose. Wolverines bears, grizzly bears, will stand down to wolverines. They're just something about them in their nature. You're not going to win. And in this battle presently, and I know that the media, they don't like it. And I know that good Christian people that have ministries that are on YouTube, on all social media, they don't like, because they don't understand, they don't like the war in Gaza. They call it a genocide. Israel is committing genocide because the Christian people who should know what the Bible says about the time we're in, they don't know. They don't realize that this is in the Bible. It is a prophecy. Psalm 83 is a condensed version of other prophets that gave specific prophecies about Jewish families and relatives to the Jewish people. It's a family war. And then the neighbors, surrounding nations that have always been enemies of Israel. This is the time, according to Psalm 83 and many other verses in the Old Testament, this is the time where God is punishing the family members and the nations that have for 3,700 years caused great harm and death to the Jewish people. This war is only about the families and the neighbors, Israel's neighbors. There are other verses, there are many other verses in other books that talk about distant nations, end time powers that will attack Israel in our time, presently. There are verses that talk about global families, very powerful families, rulers of the earth, the rich men of the world, of the generals, that all they do The reason they were born is to take armies to war. And they're going to be judged also. Then there is going to be a judgment on anti-God forces just at Christ's return. Anti-God forces, international anti-God armies that God is going to bring to Armageddon. He calls them the grapes of wrath. These grapes are going to get they're going to come. They're going to be mature according to the book of Revelation. They are mature. They are ready. They are ripe. And they will come to Armageddon. And there Christ will, that will be the great winepress of the wrath of God. And people that have studied those verses, military experts, non-Christian people, have tried to get an exact measurement of how thick the river of blood will be. Some say it'll be to the horse's bridle, maybe four to six feet, depending on the size of the horse. Well, the horses are going to be big. A river of blood. People for the last two centuries have written more, in a sense, about the end times and the book of Revelation than about anything else, really. Israel, the war is going to intensify. And Israel isn't going to back down. Israel is not, they can't back down. They won't back down. And Israel will win this war in Gaza in spite of all the attacks, all the nations. America, like I've stated before, this country will continue to help Israel with munitions, finances, with aid, whatever is necessary, technology, communication, and diplomatically. America is in a situation where for us to be able to move our forces into the Middle East, we have to protect Israel. So in a sense, not doing anything, by allowing Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu to continue this campaign against these terrorists and the future campaigns, America comes out ahead. Because eventually Israel is going to take out these terrorists. They're going to do the work that America cannot do. America can't go in. America can't go into Syria, Lebanon, Jordan to take out these terrorist enemies. They know Israel can, and they're going to continue to support Israel, and Israel will be the nation that will take these enemies and destroy them. So this is what's happening. And then in a little bit, I want to discuss the matter of the terrorists that went into Moscow last week. And I think there's 500 people now injured, 140, 150 people dead. Russia hasn't forgotten. Russia won't forget. And they found four more. And they found even more. And America is, we have our fingers in what happened in Russia. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen, to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
It is a truth that the whole world, we are going to somewhere, to a place where the world has never gone before. Armageddon, eventually. But before we get there, Russia is going to amass 500,000 troops, and Putin said they're going to be sent to Ukraine. France and Emmanuel, God with us, Macron, has made a big mistake. You want to continue to provoke Russia, there are going to be consequences. The French are going to die. NATO nations, should they decide to continue this campaign against Russia, they're going to die too. Now, with the attack last week, on the weekend, a group of four militants were captured on Sunday morning, and These individuals had a role in financing and providing equipment to the terrorists that attacked earlier in the 2 weeks ago, roughly. So Russia is finding these people. They're not going to escape. Russia is going to basically scour the whole region till they find these people. And did you see the initial four individuals? Here in America, they go before the court and they don't have a black eye, they don't have a bruised lip, their clothes are nice. These guys, the Russians, they're tough people. Black eyes, blood on their face. Russia doesn't fool around. Also, just last week, in one day, there were 460 Ukrainian troops that died in the battle. I think since the beginning of the year, there have been 80,000 Ukrainian deaths. Russia's aerospace forces delivered a massive strike with long-range precision weapons and drones disrupting the operations of Ukrainian military industrial enterprises involved in the production and repairing of weapons, the military hardware and munitions. It also destroyed foreign-made military equipment and arms supplied to Ukraine by NATO countries. This is what Russia's doing. You shoot something at us, we'll bomb you. President Zelensky ousted commander-in-chief of the Ukrainian army, General Valery Zelensky, by having him declared unfit to continue military service on health grounds. The general's closest military comrade, Chief of the General Staff of the Army, Lieutenant General Sergei Septala, was also recently declared unfit to continue military service by the Military Medical Commission. So if you're not fit because of medical conditions to be a general or a lieutenant general, you're dismissed, you're removed. And in this country, if you are unfit and because of medical reasons, if you're unfit, you become president. You can become president of the United States. If you have sundowners, if you are incoherent, if you shake hands with invisible entities behind you, if you don't know which way to walk, when it's clear you can go either right or left and you spin around in a circle, if you have to have medical staff with you 24 hours a day, you can be president of this country. This is what the Bible calls insanity. This is what normal people that can think, that have abilities to reason, that's what they think too. Now, in this war in Ukraine, Russia's strategy has always been, will continue to be grinding. You just continue to grind day after day after day. In the area of conflict in Ukraine, people are buying earplugs because there's a constant hum of drones overhead, a constant action. Some people, they like to camp, and they like to camp beside a river. And you hear that shh all night long, all day long. Camping by a river is definitely not my idea of camping, because that sound of the water rushing over the boulders. You can't, you have to shout. You can't get any rest mentally because you're always, sometimes for sanity, for the sake of sanity, you have to have quiet. That's why every night it's best to sleep when it's quiet. You get good sleep. Well, in that war area there in Ukraine, the people have no continual noise. Bombs going off, drones flying overhead, soldiers in the street, grinding. That is Russia's way. Then the United States Undersecretary of Defense, Stephen Bryan, he wrote an open letter to the, and the name of the letter was Europe Dangerously Deluded on Ukraine's Lost War. He observed, Europe is facing defeat as its policies of the war go sideways. Russia's destiny is not to be defeated in Ukraine. Her armies are going to come to the Middle East. Most armies are in an understaffed and underfunded position. Notably, all Western plans to defeat the Russians have so far failed. Looking past the mutual recriminations, it is clear by now that the plan was a fantasy.
Are you looking to sell your Access construction equipment?
From the beginning,
Steffes Group's team of professionals gave you
it was a fantasy. Russian industry is producing more and better weapons and is outpacing all of the West. Russia's economy is geared for war. NATO nations, they're not. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Discuss your options today.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Then on Sunday, I do want to mention this too, in Europe, Ramadan is muscling out Easter all over Europe. 30,000 Ramadan lights festooned across London. A Muslim crescent flag flying atop Westminster Abbey, jam-packed mosques, while church pews are fast emptying. The rise of Islam in Europe is unbelievable. There's a stretch in Cologne where it's Venloer Strasse. It's a large and busy street near the central mosque of Cologne. It's sporting a decorative Islamic street lighting with a large Happy Ramadan signs, Eastern style Aladdin lanterns. I'm trying to read in front of a microphone here, so I'm having to shift my page. So lanterns and half crescent moons that are turned on at dusk each night. Finally, the nations are realizing that the governments in Europe, they know that they must continue to treat this matter of Islam with kid gloves. Because if they don't, their families are going to be targeted. And it is spreading. Some of the nations now, there are the people in the countries that are beginning to stand up, and the governments will do nothing, and their politicians won't do a thing. This is part of the United Nations agenda to destabilize the nations, because with this concept of a new world order, you can't bring in that kind of an order if the laws of the lands, of the nations, of the governments, if the laws have bite, if people who steal or attack, murder, if they're not justly prosecuted, then the societies are, like here in this country, in New York City, for example, some of the big department stores are shutting down because theft. These companies can't continue to take a financial hit due to theft. Even $1,000, the person gets a court date and they never show up. And these companies have no way to recover their losses. And with the matter of what's happening in Europe, the Christian churches are empty, the mosques are full, and the politicians, the governors, like in London, there's nothing they do. They can't do anything. Like in London, almost 1 in 7 residents are Muslim. And this was the inspiration for the Happy Ramadan display in Cologne. This was the brainchild of a German law student, Shaliha Bektas, who, while studying in London last year, watched Labour Mayor Sadiq Khan switch on the UK's first Ramadan lights. Khan, a practicing Muslim who observes strict Ramadan fasting and regularly attends the Al-Muzamil Mosque in Tooting, South London, turned on this year's display also, featuring 30,000 lights arranged along a stretch of Oxford Street from near Hyde Park to Piccadilly Circus and to Leicester Square. Europe has changed. People that go to, I've heard these stories of people that are in France, in Paris, certain parts of Paris, the police won't go into these areas. And high Muslim population, nothing wrong with the Muslims. But you have within every Islamic community, Muslim community, you have the radicals. And there are those that are extreme radicals. This goes back to what Christ said in Luke chapter 21, verse 25. There would come a time when there would be these problems that have no remedy, no solution, none whatsoever. You would have conundrums. There'd be no justice. The courts would have no power. The looting, murder. And then the other thing too is, what do you do with this matter of homelessness? The people that are homeless? The people that are homeless, they have a psychological problem. This is the problem with the people in the streets. The people who, you cannot get them into a facility with a bed, a shower. They prefer to live on the streets. This is what has happened in this country. This is what's happening internationally. It's going to get worse. No solutions, no answers. In Denver, this new mayor, he ran on promising that he had solutions for the homelessness, the people on the streets, and it's proven within just a short period of time he had no answers. He's going by the playbook. Let him continue to...
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now with huge savings. Choose from thousands of shade trees, evergreen trees, fruit trees, and more in all sizes, including easy carry-out sizes for the do-it-yourselfer. Also, larger trees up to 20 feet tall for your landscaper to plant. Or choose from thousands of flowering and evergreen shrubs, including hedges. And the Tree Farm always has free professional loading. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
So Christ said that there would be perplexities in our time. There are. Perplexity meaning no answers, no solutions, conundrums, there just wouldn't be. Like jumping out of a plane with no parachute. There's no answer. There are consequences, no answers. And presently, this is what has happened. When this administration began to change I don't know how to phrase it. When this administration... Wow, how do you even explain? How do you even describe what has happened in the last three years? You have on Easter, you have a transgender day of visibility. What is this? This is madness. And what do we do with this coming election? Is Trump going to be able to pull this off? Is he going to be able to win this election? I say no. I say no. I don't believe there will be an election. I don't know what is going to happen, but we can see with the events that we see every day, something new. The war is escalating in the Middle East. Is this going to cause a... are we going to just go to martial law with Russia, with Israel, with the nations turning on Israel? The war is going to escalate. Is this going to be an opportunity for this administration to declare martial law with the economy getting worse? This is what the Lord said. There will be no answers. What are the answers to the people on the street? There are no answers. Someone was just telling me that they took an individual, gave him a place to live. For 30 days, he had a place to live, food, everything you could want. And after 30 days, he says, I can't do this. I got to go back to the street. This is insanity. This is a mental condition. This is the problem. The city of Aurora, they can't handle the homelessness. They can't in Denver. There at I-70 and Quebec, where the city of Denver purchased the big hotel. I don't know how many rooms that thing had, 300, 600. And there were so many stabbings and violence, so much drugs. Murders that eventually they had to almost lock down the place, and it's still for the most part locked down presently. It's a matter of, I say this, I'll leave you with this, it is demonic. It is a matter of spirits. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll visit tomorrow.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360KHNC.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360KHNC.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.